Murphy Martin.
Yes. Ledette.
Yes, Mr. Ledette.
Yes. I look over the what you asked me for, and we have to get those men out by law, you know that? We got to go there and fight for what y'all want, you understand? I couldn't work this work right here. And it takes you a long time, maybe, for us to get in touch with them by telephone or whatever. But if y'all behind me, I'll guarantee and I can make them talk. Yeah. And it takes a little experience. We'll have to go wherever we'll have to go through France. That better in to go through there.
Go through where?
To Paris, France.
Go through Paris?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I get over there, I didn't know me, because I'm reading in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And you know right for wrong, and you know me here. We got Houston with no revolution here. Everything quiet here. And wherever the word at, everything stands still.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, what are we talking about now? You said you'd call me back and give me a price. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know about the price, but the expense, you understand? That's what I'm thinking about. So the price, y'all the one have to make the price if we can get them out. But now, if y'all behind me to go over there and fight for what y'all want, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, we'll check you out, Mr. Ledette.
Well, what I know, tell you where you can check me out. I got three letters in the center.
Mm-hmm. You told me and those from the president.
You write to President Truman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a nice man. Roosevelt, he wrote back to me, but it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, President Truman, he wrote back to me and told me what I say was true.
Mm-hmm.
But he was not one man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we sell our heads.
Right.
And so therefore, Kennedy, I wrote to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he made him know my letter. He thought he could do his work.
How much expenses do you think it'll take to get you over there and get this done?
Well, I don't know. That's the,
well, I've got to have something to work with now.
Well, you see,
you said you'd call me back and tell me.
Y'all been making trips in order to know what it costs, you know.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, though.
No.
I don't know if you're talking about $20 or $30 or $100 or what.
No, you couldn't get on the airplane with that, and when you get over there, they hang you for reservation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Who
have you done work for before? Who can I check on?
Huh?
Who have you done some work for before? Who can we check you out with?
I can check up him. Right here.
Right where? In Houston?
Right here in the state, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can go over there and show you and tell you and you ask me some questions. You know who I am. Then another thing again, you take money to But I've got something, we can raise that money to get those people out here.
Mm-hmm.
I've got something. Yeah. I'll help y'all raise the money to get them out. And raise the money, I don't mean raise the money singing and praying. I've got some work.
Mm-hmm.
To get me all incurable disease. Any man can do that work, you ought to know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to do it with a Bible and neither no book.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And if you see something with your own eyes, you don't have to ask nobody who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm reading to do everything in the line of good is on this one thing I want to tell you again. The law of the land is given to man, but God got a promise over the law of the land here.
That's right.
Yeah. They do a whole lot, and then they won't do no more.
Mm-hmm.
So much and no more.
Mr. Lede, we'll do some checking. I'll be back in touch with you.
Well, you do so, we get them out. Yeah.
Thank you for your interest.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, Mr. Trumpauer?
Yes.
This is Murphy Martin, President of United We Stand in Dallas.
Yes.
I understand that you've called a couple of times. I have not had an opportunity of talking with you regarding some information or some sort of a desire concerning Mr. Eaton and Mr. Perot. I wonder if you could fill me in and bring me up to date on it.
Okay. I had a meeting with Mr. Eaton yesterday. And it was just to get Mr. Perot into North Vietnam. And then possibly to get every one of the prisoners out. I would be going with him when he went over there. I've tried to get a hold of Mr. Perot for quite some time, and I've got Carl Vogler and Max Legge and different people.
Right.
And it's very important I get a hold of Mr. Perot today, and I'm just trying to contact him.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me different names to call, to talk to people.
Right. Now, what is this line, something that you're saying that we have authorized you, or we're going to authorize you, or something about $70 million ransom?
No, that's what I was going to talk to Mr. Perot about, approximate payment to North Vietnam to get the prisoners out. It would most likely be a payment plus some supplies, medical supplies, that the Red Cross could provide.
Mm-hmm. Well, the information that came to me, which is somewhat disturbing because we have discussed this with no one. We have not made any plans along this line and do not contemplate any along this line. The fact that the Red Cross was told by you or someone representing you that we were working together and that we would pay $70 million and so forth for ransom. And this is what I want to get clarified, and I want to an understanding that there has been nothing along this line discussed, number one. Number two, there has been nothing approved along this line. And number three, to our knowledge, we have no working arrangement with you.
Right. I don't know how the Red Cross got. I had talked to I believe it was Mr. Upton. He's in Washington with the Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
And I had asked him if it would be possible, once this gets arranged, if the Red Cross would cooperate. As far as the rest of it, do you have any names that you talk to people where you got that information at?
Well, I talked to Red Cross people in Washington, and they were under the impression that you mentioned the fact that we were in position or were discussing paying $70 million in ransom through you and or Mr. Eaton or whatever your organization is to get the men. That's the impression they got.
What this is, Mr. Eaton arranged this so we could get over there. We go fly directly into North Vietnam and take it from there with some of their higher officials. But there would be, like you say, a ransom, and most likely some supplies from the Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was trying to get in touch with Mr. Perot to discuss this with him.
Right. Now, Mr. Eaton, has Mr. Eaton made an effort to reach Mr. Perot?
Mr. Eaton was here this morning, and I called there to try to get in touch with Mr. Perot to have him call back here and talk to him, but it didn't get through. I left a message at his office and answering service, but I never heard anything since then.
You are Mr. Eaton's representative?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, where is Mr. Eaton reachable now?
He's traveling. I had Well, you know, I played a tape with you yesterday. I was up in Cleveland, and just something to kind of verify that I'm working with him, because I know on your part, they'd be kind of skeptical.
Now, is he going to be reachable today?
It was important that Mr. Perot did call back here today. And if I could get in touch with Mr. Perot, I could possibly find Mr. Eaton.
Well, I'm the man that you have to talk with to get to Mr. Perot, and I need to talk with Mr. Eaton to set up this.
Well, Mr., what this is like a project that's for me, with Mr. Eaton just arranging the trip to North Vietnam.
Now, is this your idea or his idea?
Yes, it was mine, and I went to him to get the trip arranged.
Mm-hmm.
And so he set the trip up.
Mr. Trumpauer, have you been into North Vietnam before?
No, I haven't.
You haven't. What leads you to believe that this will work, simply from the information you've received from Mr. Eaton?
Yes, he has an awful lot of influence with people over there. He goes to Moscow an awful lot, and I'd be willing to stake my life on it that we will come back with some prisoners.
Well, two things I would like to make indelibly clear. Number one, we take a very dim view of anyone using our name or our organization that we're connected with them when we are not, number
yes.
one. Number two, if Mr. Eaton is interested in this project or is interested in talking with Mr. Perot, if he will but call me or Mr. Perot, we will get back to him.
Yes.
It's that simple. Which is not to say, under any circumstance, that what you have said about ransom to Hanoi and so forth will become reality as far as we are concerned.
Yes.
But I cannot state it too strongly that if you are interested in carrying out anything with us, with any involvement with us, first of all, before you do this, you must have our approval to do same.
Yes.
Do you understand, Mr. Trumpauer?
Yes.
Now, if you can reach Mr. Eaton and have him call me, I would like to talk to him about your involvement and his involvement and put him in touch with Mr. Perot.
All right.
But under no circumstances use our name in connection with anything, because we do not know you, we have made no arrangements with you, and at the moment we plan no such arrangements.
Yes.
And we dislike intently anyone using our name or inferring that we're working with them or they're working with us when they are not.
Well, with the Red Cross there, I don't know who you talked to, but exactly what they were given was that it was trying to be arranged with Mr. Perot.
Mm-hmm.
How they interpret it, I don't know.
Right. Mr. Trumpauer, I look forward to hearing from Mr. Eaton.
Okay, I'll try to get a hold of him sometime today and have him call you.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Hang, how are you, sir?
What's happened to you? We didn't hear from you.
Well, I've been trying to reach you and trying to call you, and I get no answer.
Okay. No, we were not in Singapore to begin with.
I see.
And we have been trying to get in touch with you for over 10 days now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where were you calling?
Hello? We tried the office
okay.
number, but because of the difference
I see. I see.
So now what's happened is this.
Okay, have you initiated requests for visas?
Hello.
Now our man came back about
Okay, through the embassy in Rome?
Yes.
Through the embassy in Rome?
That is the overseas operator.
Oh, I see, because they gave us a number. Well,
looks like Brody's going to pass.
And we dialed back there, and they did not have any record of your call.
Yeah.
I see. Well, see, that is just the, when you place a call from within the United States, you ask for the overseas operator. If it's going to the West Coast, and everything goes through Oakland, California, if it's going to Europe, it goes through New York City.
I don't know.
Yes.
Dave's going to be out of pocket
next
week also for a meeting.
Same number.
Right.
This is his phone number.
Right.
We'll get the money to you if you do need it. Okay.
Right. Now, if this is concluded soon.
This will take approximately, we'll put it this way, from the date
of the
flight
in Korea,
it will take you 3 weeks before they come out.
Before 7.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
From the time of...
There was some concern there that you could have, or thought that you could have started the application for visas at the Russian embassy in Rome.
Yes, yes, I understand.
There are some things that which have been asked to be classified in that project.
I see.
And we would like some
sort
of verification of that.
Mr. Hang,
the amount is 1002.
I beg your pardon?
The total amount that we started it here number is 1442.
Right, right. Do you think you'll go back to Toronto to see the post?
1422?
1442.
I think so. I'd say right now it's...
That's the number involved.
2 or 3 chance.
It isn't 1478, it's 1482.
Now, they confirmed that they have this money.
I don't know. We're going to call the guy back
here. They confirmed that they have
some
amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And
evaluate whether we need it at that time or not.
Different locations.
The gentleman I'm with,
okay.
Will come back eventually, probably on the way back home.
Now, within the hour, I will call you back, sir.
Yep.
And at Mr. Supermanian's home, and I have his telephone number.
And,
You want me to call Maggie for you?
Since I would not be here, would you talk to Supermanian?
Yes.
Because our particular party in Singapore now wants this
small estate. Okay, well, we'll be in touch then. We're looking for your call on Friday.
Okay, how's everything going?
Pretty good. It's kind of slow still.
As I mentioned,
Supremo's not back yet, so.
They wanted some sort of definite guarantee.
You know, everything's just hanging.
Right, right. I understand.
This time, when you do come out, please have, please that you have all the necessary documents.
Okay, who asked
We will
you
have that.
Okay.
We will have that.
Right.
Mr. Hang, I'll be in touch with you within the hour.
You're within the hour.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Fine.
No problem yet. No problem so far. And if you would, just check the most expeditious and the safest way to send 1,500 or 2,000. I'll let you know probably Friday if it looks like I'll need it.
Okay, fine.
Okay?
Yeah.
Take care.
Well done. Take care.
Bye-bye, Carl.
Bye-bye. Nice talking to y'all.
Okay, bye.
Oh, take care, here.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
On what those conditions are that the bear is going to hand to him on Monday at 11 o'clock?
He has no idea.
But no idea.
He said it would be all right if I attended the meeting with the bear.
Yes, he told us that last night.
Nice.
He also said, I don't know if they're trying to lead you to think otherwise, but that the bear's representative is presently in Singapore and that he is merely waiting on a particular cable that sets forth their particular conditions. There's no change in that?
No. Well, he just, you know, he didn't say anything about a cable. He just said that 16 would be 11 o'clock Monday morning with the condition.
Right. Well, what they're expecting, they are to receive a... Are they continuing to say to you that of that, 380 to 400 are in dire need and could begin being moved as early as 2 weeks?
Yeah, well, here's where they got pretty confused, Murphy. They mentioned the figures 350 to 400.
Right.
Then we were talking about airplanes to bring loads out, and they talked about 480 to 500.
Right.
They caught themselves and then started talking about the other party being confused about numbers because they start talking about 430. But I think these guys are confused. Now, when I hit them about what nationality they were, you know, this really caught them by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I just thought I'd call their bluff.
Right.
Well, they hadn't thought about that. And I just told them, I said, I know they're not all one nationality. I know that for a fact. I just told them that.
Right.
And they didn't dispute it. They just didn't know.
No, they didn't dispute that to me either. They also tried to flavor it with this, the fact that some of these units might be civilian-type units. Now, another thing, had they heard anything back from the two airlines that they've been talking to about the possible charter?
No. No, they haven't heard anything.
Did they say when they expected to hear?
There were four additional ones that were picked up in the PSJ last week.
Yes, as a matter of fact, TJ, when we first began talking, they gave me the figure of 1442 units. The next day I talked with him, he said two more were picked up yesterday, he increased it to 1444, and then last night he added two more to it, making the total number of units that they say are alive and in their possession as 1446. And he said that included units from the three areas that we're concerned with, but at eight locations in the prime country involved.
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Yes. Have we been able to confirm those figures, the last four?
We have made no effort to do that because we are treating this as the delicate situation it is, and we do not want to do anything that would muddy the water, as I think you know what we're talking about.
Yes, I do.
At this stage of the game.
If there was some way we could find out, this would show some credibility, although I don't know what it would prove. It's just hard to believe these guys, that's all,
Well, it's just too good to be true, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. But then when you start to pin them down, they start falling apart on
me. All right, now who starts falling apart? The little guy that had trouble with his language before or the prime spokesman?
The prime, well, both. I mean, they're both there, and they're both listening and talking. The thing would be pretty simple if it wasn't for the bear getting involved here. Now, here's what we can do. We can go ahead and say, fine, we like your deal, and we start negotiating the thing, putting it down on paper tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Come back with a counter offer.
Right.
Just to see how long it would take for them to react.
Right.
And what their reaction would be.
Ross and I, last night after we talked on a conference call fashion with the prime men there, we decided that it would be very pertinent and to our advantage if we made them think that it was a hard deal and that we were trying, that when it's finally consummated, they have won a major victory.
Mm-hmm.
You follow? In other words, quibble about, not any of the basics on transportation or any of that, but quibble about goods, prices, and so forth. Talk about... Hello?
Mr. Marcus?
Yes.
Did you want to speak with Mr. Perot?
Hello?
We're still here.
Is Ross on here, too?
Well, we were going to put him on this line.
Yeah, put him on. Go ahead and put Ross on here also.
Okay, just a moment, please.
Hello? TJ?
Yes.
Can you hear now?
Not very well, but I can hear. I can
okay, now also on the line now, TJ, is Mitch Hart and Ross. There are three different lines open. So if you are where you can, just speak up a little bit. And I think Mitch has a question or two here. You don't? Mitch, can you hear I?
Yes.
Ross, can you hear him?
Yeah.
Okay, TJ, just go ahead now. We can all hear you.
Back to his people in his country, who then have to go back to the people in the north.
director is involved in this going back.
Now,
they pointed out very clearly to us last night that when the agreement, say the agreement were reached today, 2 weeks from today, the initial exchange could take place. That's right, that's right. They did say the earliest, I think the basic thing we need to ask now is just how do you read them? What credibility do you put into this after having met with them? All right, is Ganesian their so-called solicitor?
What's that?
Is Mr. Ganesian, the man we met with originally over there, is he going to be their so-called solicitor who draws up papers and so forth? All right, let me ask you, do you think we should have someone familiar with international law, or could it be just a good attorney? Royal Dutch law. Okay. All right, Tom, how soon do you need us there?
Murphy, do we know where to reach Tom?
Tom, are you at the Goodwood? At the Malaysia. All right, would you give me the number so I can jot that down?
No, that's my number at the office. I will give you my number at home also.
141.
647-141.
Right,
and your room number?
601-1311.
Okay. Now, if you, even with a counteroffer, or start preparing your papers, you will need the attorney there by as soon as he can get there, right? All right, if we leave here tomorrow, we can take the same flight that you and I took originally to get there out of San Francisco tomorrow evening, which would put us into Singapore at noon, local time, Singapore, on Monday, because we lose that day crossing the international date line.
Murphy, tell Tom we'll call him back in 2 hours.
With a
firm plan.
TJ? Were you able to read what Ross said? No, I don't think we can have any other questions regarding them until we find out what their proposals are. Well, now that is contradictory to everything he has said to us. He has said to us that... Well, now that's contradictory because, well, number one, I think we're interested in what the Big Bear has to say, number one. Number two, they have said to us in the past 72 hours in each conversation that neither of these deals would be contingent on the acceptance of the others. They would be treated as separate entities, and the flexibility would lie with us.
This is Mr. Martin in Dallas with Ross Perot's organization. Martin, right. Ross Perot.
All right, just soothe his nerves by saying that the smaller part of this total involved, which he is so vitally interested in for a specific state in a specific country, that's riding at stake if he does not consummate the deal. That does not take place, and he cannot remain the power broker that he is.
Okay, let's just hope. Murphy, I want everything just held where it is for a couple hours. We'll talk and call Tom back.
All right, let me verify the number. 647-141. Room 601. R611. Okay, we'll be back to you in 2 hours. Just hold everything where it is for the moment, and we'll be back to you in 2 hours. Thank you, TJ.
Goodbye.
Bye now.
How are you, sir?
I'm out on still for care.
Very good. Is Mr. Hang there?
No, he has gone home. Is that Mr. Hang?
No, it isn't. I will speak with Mr. Subramanian. I will speak with this gentleman, operator. Hello, Mr. Subramanian? Hello?
That's
did you want to talk with him?
Is Mr. Hang reachable by phone, operator?
He's gone home.
All right, I'll talk with
Mr. Where his home is?
No, I'll talk with Mr. Subramanian, the man there.
What is his name?
Subramanian.
Subramanian?
Yes.
Nice. They'll talk with you. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Subramanian.
Yes, Mr. Martin.
I have contacted the people necessary.
Yes.
We will have a man in Singapore.
Yes.
On Friday.
Yes.
Singapore time.
Yes.
Upon arrival in Singapore.
Yeah.
They will contact you and Mr. Hang.
Okay.
At either your office or your home, whichever, dependent upon the hour of the day.
Okay.
Now, there is one thing, if you could tell us, and we might begin expediting more rapidly here.
Yes.
So that we can get clearance and can move more rapidly.
Yes, sir.
Can you just give me the basic items in kind to be involved in this? I know the amounts and so forth. All right, just give us your list there. Of what
list of goods you do not want to supply. You can give us the list. You know, the bombs and ammunition. You can mention the items which you do not want to supply.
Right.
Yeah, I think it is better if you leave it to you.
Well, what I want to know is what you would like supplied. What do your people want? And then we will try to get them as many of the items that they want as is possible.
Because since you said war materials won't be supplied.
Yes.
To that item.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can specify, you know, that there are so many items which you can't supply and a lot of items, few items which you don't want to supply. To exclude the items which you don't want to supply and say the balances will be supplied in kind, excluding these items. I think it would be better if you name the items.
Well, do you have your list there that you can give me of the items they desire?
The items they desire?
Yes. So we can begin work on those.
Well, in the case, we're going to find it again. Because we have told them the war materials and all these cannot be supplied.
Right, I understand that, but what are the items that they want supplied? Can you give me that list, some of those items, so we can begin working on them?
The first one is the medical supplies.
Medical supplies.
Medical supplies.
Right.
Then you said the food.
Food supplies.
Food supplies.
Right.
Then, you know, the constructive materials.
Construction material. These are general construction materials.
That's right. General construction materials.
Yes.
And these are the basic ones which we know offhand. If you want further details, then we have got to find out and let you know. But before the man comes here on Friday, we might be able to give him the full details.
Right. Now, as I understand from you, we are talking about, as far as units are concerned, we are talking about 1442.
Okay.
1442. And these are in 8 locations. Now, are all of these locations inside the area which we discussed, or are some of them in another country?
No, within that country.
I beg your pardon?
It's in the same place.
In the same place.
Yeah.
All right. Do you know, does this include units that we discussed being held by someone else?
What do you mean by that?
Does this include, for example, VC?
Yeah.
It does. And those held in Laos? It includes those too, right?
Yes.
All right, we're talking about including all of them then.
Yeah, that's right.
Very good. That clarifies Now, we're talking about the units 1442. All of these units are alive and safe. That's what they have given you.
Yeah.
All right. Just reviewing still further. From the time that we consummate our agreement,
okay,
it will take approximately 3 weeks. Approximately 3 weeks to deliver the units and exchange for the considerations. Yes.
How can
you do that? In other words, you're saying it will take you a week or two to
finalize the arrangement.
Right, the final arrangements. And then the units will be delivered immediately, within a period of 3 weeks.
No. First...
What is your background, sir? What type of work do you do?
Now we are arranging for all these things. It might take about 3 weeks for us to get the thing
done. Oh, I see. 3 weeks for you to get everything done.
Yeah, done.
All right, and...
It might be completed as soon as possible.
And fine. Now, after you get things completed, all of your arrangements, is there an estimate of time on how long it would take to deliver the 1,442 units? What does as soon as possible? Any idea on your estimate of that time? No. Do you have any idea where the exchange would take place? I beg your pardon? India? Or another country?
No, I think we got India.
India. It would take place in India.
More or less. Because,
by India, and then from there, it depends on, you know, where they want to go. Now, are we talking... Could be in Hong Kong? I see. It could be, that could be worked out as to where the exchange would take place. Now, the goods in kind would be delivered, where would you like those delivered? Depends upon what they ask for. But what country do you think they would want these goods delivered to? And would they want them delivered by us or by you or what?
Why is that? Why do you have to wait?
To be taken inside, we can say, by the Red Cross.
Taken in by the Red Cross.
Yes.
Well, how would you get these men out of prison?
How we get them?
Are you convinced in your mind, Mr. Subramanian, that this is a final deal if we come up with the stipulations involved, that they are capable of doing likewise?
Yes, sir.
There is no doubt in your mind about this.
No.
This has been checked through all the way to the top with the other side.
Yes, about 80%, I am sure.
It has been checked through already with them.
Yes.
Very good. It is. You mentioned earlier that the sooner we do this, the better.
Yeah, that's right. Because the situations in the nearby places.
Right.
I see.
I follow you. Because of the situation in the nearby territory, it's imperative that we do this as soon as possible. I understand. Mr. Subramanian, you have the time there of Friday?
Friday, I don't have the time yet.
Sometime Friday, your time.
That's right.
Perhaps early afternoon.
Okay.
Our people will be contacting you.
Office number is 94551.
Yes, I have that.
And my house is 29536.
Right.
Now, also, we will be in position to move as rapidly as possible, and we trust that you will be likewise. Mr. Subramanian, we look forward to talking with you. Now, let me ask if you will do this also. If you will cable me collect, and you do not have to sign this cable, just send me the cable without a signature listing the pertinent items desired by the other parties. If you would do that immediately, I would appreciate it, or as soon as you can, so that we can begin working. Now, do you have my address in Dallas? Yes. I think you will just have to send it to my office. And that address is... You have a pencil?
Yeah.
Dallas, Texas. Right, and if you would just cable me collect, you do not have to sign anything, but just send me the list. That is correct, and to Murphy Martin.
I know, but I need to
Murphy
know
Martin,
much
right.
You're talking about.
How much money?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Martin, no. I have given you the details.
Yes.
And, but the one thing is, as I told you earlier,
yes.
That the negotiation should not be published until everything is over.
That is correct.
In any case, the third party is not to be known.
Yes, that is correct.
Give me an approximate figure before I,
right.
That, Mr. Perot is not seeing the X and Y was involved in this.
That is right.
That is the most important one.
Yes, we understand that.
And,
well, you can give me an approximate figure, can't you?
He must be able to sign all these things.
That is correct.
And,
we want to get the men back home, that's all.
Right.
All right, how much money are we talking about?
Well, the deposit for the cost to be for the work done.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, but you tell me in the letter that on how that you can help just to call. And so I'm calling and I'm asking how much money that it's going to take.
If he's going to be like you, it's okay.
Right.
He insists on seeing the people involved. It's going to be better because he's going to deal with me and the bank.
Right. The only thing, there's no problem with any of this, as long as we understand that all of this takes place simultaneously. It must take place simultaneously in order for this to be carried out. That is correct. In other words, we do not deliver until you deliver, and we deliver simultaneously. Right. Very good. Mr. Subramanian, thank you so very much. And if you need anything else, give me a collect call.
I have to have a price, Mr. Ledet.
Good night.
You're the only man that can give me that. And you wrote in a letter and you said if we wanted to know how to get the man out, get in touch with you. I've gotten in touch with you. You said you'd tell me over the phone. Now, I'm asking you, how much money do you want to do this?
I think it's better for us to resemble together and talk over it.
Well, I need an approximate figure now, or else we may as well just forget that the letter exists.
Well, I couldn't make no figure for myself because...
Why can't you? You're the only one that can.
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
Well,
that's what I'm trying...
I know what I mean. There's plenty people see what they can do, and there's plenty people got a book, and they call themselves up.
Well, I'm not interested in all of that. I'm talking to you about what you say you can do, and I'm asking how much money it costs.
Well, you give me your telephone number, and I'll call you back.
All right.
I've got to figure something.
All right. That's in Dallas. The area code is 2...
What's your name?
My name is Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
M-A-R-T-I-N.
Right, Mr. Martin.
Yeah. Well, when you're available, I can call you.
You can call, and I hope that I hear from you within the next 30 minutes?
Well,
We're very busy. We have a lot of leads to check out, Mr. Ledet, and we don't have time to talk to a lot of people who can't give us what's on their mind.
Well, if you want to, well, it takes maybe about half an hour anyway. I'll figure that, and I'll call you back.
Very good.
You'll be at the office?
I will be at the office, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.